Investigators are going through an 800-page manifesto allegedly sent by a man behind an hours-long standoff on University Hill Tuesday. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold said the suspect made explicit threats of violence in the document, linked from an email sent Monday, January 31st.
We identified thousands of references to violence, stating things such as killing, death, murder, shootings, bombs, schoolyard massacre in Boulder, and phrases like burn and attack Boulder outside of the university.
Chief Harold said the Boulder Regional SWAT was activated Tuesday morning and set up a perimeter outside of the suspect's location. This coincided with morning drop-off at University Hill Elementary School on 16th and Broadway. Pediatrician Dr. Honora Burnett had just left her son at school and witnessed something out of the ordinary.
They rang a whistle and then everyone ran into the school really quickly. And I thought maybe it was just happening because it was cold. But then when we were walking home, we got a text message that they were on lockdown.
The text message went out to all UniHill parents, advising that the school had been placed on a, quote, secure lockout. Boulder Valley School District Chief Communications Officer Randy Barber explains what that means.
Our doors are locked on the outside. We make sure that students and staff are brought inside. And typically, learning then continues as normal throughout the day.
Within less than an hour, officials decided to evacuate the school, and an automated voice message went out to the cell phones of UniHill parents.
BBSD has implemented an evacuation of University Hill Elementary due to police activity. According to the Boulder Police Department, there is a barricaded individual in the neighborhood near the school who has made threats towards University Hill Elementary previously. As a precautionary measure, we are in the process of evacuating students and relocating them to a reunification point away from the school.
Shortly thereafter, residents at dozens of homes on the hill were advised to shelter in place. The standoff lasted until around midday. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold identified the suspect responsible for the threats as 31-year-old Matthew Christopher Harris and confirmed a prior encounter with him.
We have had contact with this male suspect approximately in October. We're still reviewing our reports from that incident.
The Associated Press reports Harris is a former philosophy instructor at the University of California, Los Angeles. Police Chief Harold said while the investigation extends beyond Colorado, the manifesto contained specific references to Boulder University and schoolyard settings. Harold emphasized that collaboration at the federal, state, and local levels was critical to the rapid response in the incident. The suspect had attempted to purchase a firearm in Jefferson County in November, but was denied due to past behavior, according to Boulder District Attorney Michael Doherty.
Based on a protection order that was issued in the state of California, there was a national database that included a provision that he was not allowed to purchase or possess a firearm. Based on that, we believe at this point, and again, it's early in the investigation, that that was the basis for the denial when he attempted to purchase the firearm in early November.
No injuries or casualties resulted from Tuesday morning standoff on the hill. The evacuation from UniHill Elementary appeared to be a logistically smooth operation involving dozens of calm BVSD staff. BVSD Communications Chief Randy Barber said it was the result of extensive training and planning.
All of our leadership and our staff know, you know, what to do during an emergency. And so when we activated the evacuation, immediately one of the conversations is with our bus drivers. They were just finishing their morning routes. And so we were able to divert them over to the school, prepare the students and load them onto buses. And, you know, within a relatively short amount of time, you know, they were transported safely from the school to the BVSD Education Center.
While relieved to pick up her son, University Hill parent Dr. Honora Burnett had mixed feelings about witnessing the process.
I think there's two sides of it. I'm so happy that it's going so smoothly, and it also makes me so sad that they've had to put so much thought into how to evacuate students safely.
For now, today's snow day is providing many with a needed pause with which to reflect on an uncomfortably close brush with what could have been a very dangerous situation. With help from Alexis Kenyon and Rosanna Longobetter, I'm Shannon Young for KGNU.